What a horrid spectacle it was. I didn't watch it, and I won't watch it. We'll give you some details, and we'll give you some digital media files on this. Behind regime leader Biden, he's not president. And by the by, what he did, what his Injustice Department did yesterday, completely now justifies my editorial decision here on the Crusade Channel to not call him president, but to call him, it was a coup. He is illegal, illicit, and immorally inserted. An election was stolen, and a man was put in a place that he did not earn. And yesterday, they started the rain of fire with the raid on Giuliani's office. This is what Banana Republic, petty tyrant, little tin-horn dictators in third world backwaters do. You don't expect this in the big leagues, like in America. But boy, they sure as hell did it, didn't they? You know why? Because they don't care anymore. This is the end. We are living right now. Mark it down. You are living in the culmination, the finale of the 500-year modernist heresy plan. This is it. They lit the candle. They're all in, folks. They are all in. Pray God you and I do not fall victim. Now, if I fall victim as a martyr, fine. I don't know how that would happen. That's in God's providence. The raid on Giuliani's office yesterday was sick. And then Hunter Biden's going to be teaching a course on ethics at Tulane University. Are you kidding me?
Well, the Clinton toured around talking about women's rights.
He sure did. Well, yeah, but wait a minute.
Taking the glass ceiling.
Wait a minute. I actually got elected to something. That little Hunter prick ain't I said that out loud. I didn't. That little Hunter guy, he ain't never been elected to nothing. He's the daddy's boy. At least I had to get out of here. You know how many women I had to shag to get where I was? It was horrible. Some of them were. Did I say that? Now, look, I want you to listen to me. That Hunter Biden never learned anything anywhere. Not a single time, never. I mean, folks, this is a comedy. Oh, but it's a tragio comedy. You can't, look, there's a comment in the chat room, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. As a matter of fact, if someone would have told you this, hey, let me tell you what's going to happen next year. Bop, 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 bop. You go up. That's going to make a great movie, man. That ain't a movie. It ain't a movie. So while regime leader Biden is in the House of Representatives, behind him are the two doyens of evil, Pelosi and LaDasha. San Francisco is now running 7/8 of the American government, and it's starting to show. Here's something else that I want to observe here in the opening monologue today. So let me see if I understand this. You little sodomite soy faggots running around in your tutus with your manufactured like lith have no use, no love, real love for women in your lives. Said you've chosen men impersonating women. But you want to be governed by them? talk about a disconnect. Because the soy homo faggots. Now, when I say faggot, look it up in the dictionary. Old school definition. The Jews call it nebbish. Okay? So for someone that's getting, you're so offensive, it's a word that used to be in the vocabulary. It still should be. It's a useful word. Again, if you know any Hasidic Jews or Orthodox Jews, or maybe just Jews, that whether they practice their religion or not, they have a term and they call it nebbish. Nebbish means about the same thing as faggot. These people are running the show. There are wars being planned right now. I didn't do the story yesterday. The thing, you know, the thing. I can't even tell what it is. That Biden appointed to be the head of the Air Force. That she would be, or it would be, the joint chief of the joint chiefs that represents the Air Force. Oh, but that's a wonderful, this is the greatest moment in Air Force history. It's a woman who's a lesbian, and she's also a minority. And I looked at her and went, she got freckles. How could she be a minority? Minority of what? The tragedy of all this is people are going to die. Lots of people are going to die as a result of this. It's not a joke to have angry, ugly women, dykes, elevated to positions because they pretend like they're men, elevated to positions that men should hold, especially in the armed forces. That's not funny. And the men, that the actual men, your sons and nephews, that they get to command are going to die as a result. There's a reason women don't wage war. You know what's funny? I'll give you something that you could funny that you connect with this. If you can stomach the length, watch the new Zack Snyder. You'd have to get HBO Max or wait for it to come out on rental or whatever. Justice League. There's a scene in there, and it takes up about, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes or so, where the Amazonian women have to guard this thing called the box. They have been guardians of it for eons, for thousands of years. And if you watch carefully the fight scenes, as choreographed as they are, you got sissy girls trying to pretend like they're men in Spartan uniforms fighting the bad guy alien. And there's a couple of places where they, I guess in the editing room, they just couldn't fix it. Where they let the cat fight, basically let these women, again, dressed up as Spartans in a cat fight. And they left the action scene in. And it's funny. Because you look at it and go like, okay, yeah, you guys aren't going to protect that box. The alien dude, look, they never had a prayer. The box was going to be claimed. It was by the alien dude, and the alien dude just kind of yucked, and went, it's mine. This is what an all angry, ugly, PMS-synced army of women looks like. They actually filmed it for the Justice League. You can actually see it. If you want to see what it looks like, rent that movie, watch that scene. And then watch the catfighting. Just watch the mannerisms, because you can't unteach. Look, we're all woke and stuff now. So you got H&R woke and stuff right now being applied to all this. And young girls taking steroids they shouldn't be taking. So maybe some of them develop some, I'm saying maybe, and some masculine tendencies, but they're still girls. They're still women. There is a biological difference. And there's a lot of hormones that get in the way and go, yeah, you can't build a bicep like that now. So Biden elevated this. Now, there was no mention whatsoever that this thing, you know, the thing, had any success in the Air Force in commanding and leading men into and out of battle. The only qualifications I saw were homosexual, female, and race. Minority race, right? That's what qualified the woman. Or the, you know, the thing. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online, crusadechannel.com. Running down the gamut of what happened last night in the House of Representatives. You know, if you watch that thing, you had to just be sitting there almost like an out-of-body experience. I did not watch it. I had no interest in it. It's not my government. He's not a president. He is a regime leader for all practical intents and purposes. And look, they're yucking it up. Man, Pelosi and Kaladash up there are bumping elbows up there, going, doing their little dance. They're running the show, folks. They're running the show. What an outrage and a disgrace, though, to women that actually do run a household that have to actually work within a budget. Because they don't even know what a budget is. Biden's out there last night going like, we're going to, you know, the thing's going to be free for everyone. What is he giving away? Free daycare now. Basically, all you have to do as a citizen of America under the Biden regime is be born. You don't even have to learn to read or write anymore. You have to be born and learn to hold a grudge and be angry at people that don't look like you. And that's about it. Oh, and collect. And you have to learn how to kind of sign your name so you can sign the checks. 844-527-8723. And then we have this. Just another reason for you to digitally attend the Upon These Rocks Congress. As I know, we're getting closer and people are getting interested. Maybe it's fortuitous that the Biden regime chose this week to roll out their grand scheme for tyranny and to drop it on all our heads. And to kind of push the issue a bit at events like the upcoming Congress. So you can still get a digital pass. As a matter of fact, I put the link in the chat room earlier. I'll put it in there again. You want to go peruse the page and take a preview of it, I just put it in there. That's what it looks like. You can listen to the action and that is a completely separate and apart radio station. The Crusade Channel will be running regular Crusade Channel programming all day Saturday and on Sermon Sunday, as we always do. If you want Upon These Rocks radio version and the video that goes along with it, then you have to go to MikeChurch.com/shop and sign up for the digital pass. And an email will go out. The link is not going to change, the one that I just put in the chat room. So if you did purchase access, there's just going to be a password. So when you get to the page, you're going to be asked for a password. Pretty simple stuff. And it'll be a very simple password. You just put the password in and then bam, hit play. And you're in. The chat room is not there yet because it has to still be built. I'm only one guy, and the new Rome was not built in a day, obviously, as I can bear witness. But maybe all this stuff is happening to kind of push the issue here and to force people into making decisions and choosing sides, politically speaking. I don't know who elected Emperor Fauchatine and why this man has been elevated to a position of supreme authority, and why people are listening to this creep. Savannah Guthrie was apoplectic in interviewing him yesterday and going, basically, going, but Emperor Fauci, but it's my little child. I want to take a walk with her down the street without a mask. Fauci told her no. And she actually went, okay, I'm a killer. I'm a bad mom. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to infect all the world with my little daughter's snot. Folks, you can't believe what was coming out of this guy's mouth. And then Savannah Guthrie is going like, but can I ask a follow-up question? She's talking to him as though he's a police officer. And he's about to arrest her, and she's begging him, no, please, don't take my daughter from me. I didn't mean to unmask her. Children do not get the corona doom. They don't get it. They don't have it. They don't display symptoms, and they certainly don't spread it. And now they're being ordered by government at the highest levels on the planet Earth to restrict their breathing and to become less than human beings in the imago Dei they've been created to be. And parents are going, okay, but I'm sorry. I offended Emperor Fauci. Please forgive me. You can't believe this stuff. And as Mrs. O'Connell comes in here exasperated almost every morning, she goes, why? Why is this happening in my country? Why are these people doing this? Why are they going along with it? Stop! Just say no. Just say no. They won't do it. They won't do it. They've sworn, they've made a pinky promise suicide pact with American government. And by gum, if it kills all of us, we will have America.